This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
What did you think of this? So, like I said, rabbit ears are out. You remember last year with the Heat and ESPN did these playoff tiers, and the Heat famously to Heat fans remember that they were not dubbed, even though they're the one seed basically the entire season, they were not dubbed by ESPN worthy of being a true contender. They were put under a different category, which was known as dangerous loomers. And it was them and the Lakers. So like their true contenders were like Celtics,
Milwaukee,
Bucks,
yeah,
Grizzlies, and Bulls, I think, were even in there, which was ridiculous. Another story for another day, but the Heat were put there as dangerous loomers. So they did something very similar with the NFL. And once again, they have disrespected Miami. And they have not put them, not even, they've put seven tiers out. The bottom tier is called Rest Up for 2023. That's got the Raiders, the Panthers, the Bears, the Lions, the Broncos, the Steelers, Texans. Then there's a tier six called, I'm telling you, there's a chance. Commanders, Colts, Rams, Saints. There's a tier five, which is weirder things have happened with the Falcons, the Pats, the Packers, the Browns, the Cardinals. They're not making the playoffs. And the Jaguars. The four, there's tier four, which is we're leaning yes. That's the Seahawks, the Bengals, the Jets, and the Chargers. And then tier three, not tier two, not tier one. In tier three, likely, but no promises, the 49ers, the Giants, the Titans, the Bucks, and the Miami Dolphins. Likely, but no promises. Their playoff locks in tier two are the Vikings, Cowboys, and Ravens. And their only true Super Bowl contenders in tier one are the Chiefs, the Eagles, and you guessed it, the team that's proven nothing, done nothing, and pooped all over themselves, the Buffalo Bills.
Incredible.
The Dolphins are not even in tier two. They're in tier three. Here we go again. Same thing. If it involves Miami, disrespect.
Every time.
Every time. Every time, dude. And what the hell does that even mean? Likely, but no promises. What the hell does that mean?
That's a terrible tier. Be a little more creative than that. ESPN.
I'd rather be in we're leaning yes than likely, but no promises.
Let me ask you something, Tobin. When will that change? Is it beating the Bills in Buffalo? Like, is that what it takes? Win a cold weather game. Really? That's the difference between the Dolphins getting respect and the Dolphins not getting respect, winning a game in Buffalo? I don't understand. They've done nothing.
Dude, Josh Allen, he leads the league in interceptions. Like, what are we doing? And he's hurt. Like, what? Like, I don't understand this. Trust me, the Bills will tell you, they've been a very injured team all year.
Of course.
They come up, you know, they're the only team that deals with injury and the only team that's not allowed to play in the sun. Things must be perfect for the Bills.
Many people are saying it, Tobin. Many people are saying it. You know, they have the injury bug. We know. They're the most injured team in the history of the NFL, and that's what's causing them to lose games. Let me ask you something, Tobin. What have the Buffalo Bills won? Why are they crowned as the upcoming champions? Why does everybody want Josh Allen to win a Super Bowl ring?
It's very weird to me, dude. Like, the Chiefs, understood. They get the respect. I get it. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. They've been to multiple Super Bowls. He's recently won a Super Bowl. He's the best quarterback in the league next to Tua, okay? No shame in being number two. But for the Bills, this is one of the most notorious losing franchises of all time. And I'm befuddled by this. That, like, I guess because they were everybody, like, people, look, we've learned with the Tua thing, right? The media, especially the national media, has a very hard time wrapping their hands around being wrong about these types of things. But, dude, I mean, the Dolphins have beaten two of these teams in their top tiers. You know, can anybody else? I mean, I guess the Jets could say that. I mean, the Jets probably feel a little bit besmirched. But, I just find it very strange that you wouldn't even have them in tier two. You don't even see the Dolphins knocking on the door of being a true contender. I think you're out to lunch.
I do love that, you know, the whole season it's been, well, Tua's doing this because he has Waddle and Tyreek. You know, Tua's doing this because he gets to throw to two monsters on each side. Well, how about a little 63 yards to Sherfield the other day? How about a little 45 yards to Alec Ingold? How about 31 to Mike Gesicki? I mean, he's doing it. He's doing it with everybody. He's doing it with everybody. And by the way, I feel like his move on that first touchdown pass to Alec Ingold, not celebrated enough by everybody. I mean,
oh, it was sick.
That, like, I feel like we're not talking about that enough. That was one of the coolest plays I've ever seen a quarterback do. Like, we see that often where a quarterback will obviously pump fake and get under a sack. But this, he sent, who was that? Was that Clowney on that side that he sent flying? Like, he sent that guy flying by him.
I don't know, but I tell you what I'm going to do after this porpoise pot is I'm going to pop some popcorn and go watch Tua mic'd up for 10 minutes.
It is. I watched it.
Oh, is it good? How good is it?
Oh, Tobin. Why do you think I was late jumping on to record you? I mean, I had to watch that and then shower up real quick. You know what
was
I mean?
The best?
I mean,
give me the goods. What was the best part?
You know, my favorite part is Mike McDaniel, McDrip. He's a bro.
Really?
He looks at Tua and he goes, dude, we haven't punted in the past two games. Crazy. And Tua's like, yeah. Like he is just, it's like handing me a mic and having me go down there and talk to these guys. Like, bro, come here. Crazy play, bro. That was sick, dude. Like, he is just a bro, a total bro.
I don't know if we got, oh, I don't think we did. I'm not sure the Porpoise Pod. I'm not sure if the speech came out by the time we last recorded, but did you not love when McCosian goes to him in the middle of the locker room and he just tells everybody, he goes, he won't tell you, but he's playing lights effing out. I was just like, whoa, that is, that's goosies right there, dude. That was good.
How do we feel about the game ball for everybody that walks into the room?
It's ridiculous. It's look, he's not great at the speeches, McDaniel. Like, I think he had a good first crack at it. He seems to have just this need to please everybody. He's very much on this whole, fellas, let's keep it going. Everybody, we all can do this. God, speeches aren't exactly his thing.
He's gonna give the equipment manager a game ball after you win the Super Bowl for making sure everybody's helmets were clean. Like, just, yeah. Everybody that walks in is getting, everybody in that locker room gets a game ball. It's actually adorable, Dovin. It's adorable. I just want to pinch his cheek. You're like, oh, you're so cute.
It's not even a game ball. You're just giving people footballs. Got plenty of equipment. And the equipment guy's probably pissed. He's like, damn it. I got to go have another order with Wilson. Like, I got to get on the phone line to this. Yeah. But I close with this. What do you think of Tyreek Hill tweeting this out yesterday? He just tweets, why is Keyshawn Johnson on TV? He's unfiltered. He's unhinged.
Amazing. Amazing. First
this week, he tells Tua he's got a boring Twitter account.
And then, he did, which is very accurate. Do you see, true. By the way, do you see who Tua follows? He follows six people.
Yes, I know. Who one of them is? Reveal them. I know who they are, but go ahead.
It's Mr. Bum Elbow up in Buffalo.
It's very strange. I mean, you know, listen, we saw photos of Tua's adorable child, but you can't forget your firstborn.
Yeah.
You can't forget your firstborn. And so he has to remember his firstborn, Josh Allen. You know, daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
If Buffalo beats us in the playoffs, I mean, we're gonna have to delete some of these porpoise pods because some of the slander.
I'll just do what they do. I'll blame it on the snow.
That's right. Injuries.
You know?